Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur and your anti-financial advisor here. Talking to you today, so excited to have you out once again this week because we've got a wonderful show for you. Before we get to that, just let me remind you to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. We got an event coming up here pretty quick, and we've got other things going as well as blogs. We got other podcasts. Share us with your friends, anybody you think that this could be of value for. I mean, again, this is the ripple effect that we try to create. That's why it's Money Ripples. It's the ripple effect I'm trying to create across the world. And you guys have been such a big part of it. And I appreciate it. I've been watching, more and more you guys keep listening and tuning in, and I love it. So keep it up. It's awesome. Today, you know, I want to bring up a topic. You guys all know, if you've heard enough of my shows, you know, I don't bring on any posers. I don't bring fake people or people that don't live what they preach. And I met a particular woman here in California that just blew me away. Loved her, and even cooler, she's living in Oregon too. And so, I mean, how cool can that be, right? Because there's not many of us soggy people that actually come from there and actually are pretty awesome from Oregon. So, you know, I appreciate having that. But the person I'd like to introduce is Dana Corey, and who she is. If you really get to understand her, she's the person who really gets nuts and bolts strategy with you, like really like how to walk beside you, kind of a done with you sort of thing rather than done for you, and be able to get entrepreneurs to create and amplify their performance. She has a huge passion for helping business owners make more money so they have more time to do what they love. And as you know, that's a huge theme of my show is how can we get you to do what you love and have the time to do it, to make all the money you want so you can do what you love when you want to do it, you know, and with who you want to do it. And her clients, they increase your bottom line so much, they're blown away. I'll tell you, what's even better is they actually get weekends and real vacations. So, I mean, again, getting that time freedom back, because it's all about freedom, isn't it? And her resume is huge. I mean, she's mentored hundreds of entrepreneurs, small business owners, even Fortune 100 and 500 executives. And she has this very unique way of going about how to help people get their business needs. And so anyways, without further ado, I want to welcome here Dana. So Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks so much for having me. Hi, everybody.
So, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like, what got you down this path? Like, what got you to even start working with the business owners, helping them, you know, really take that? I mean, I think really the big theme I want to talk about here is why the power of accountability is so important. But what got you down that path first? Like, what got you to be an entrepreneur?
Well, I grew up in an entrepreneurial household. My dad was an entrepreneur. His dad was an entrepreneur. So I've been around people working for themselves forever. And I realized really early on, after I'd had a couple of jobs, that I never wanted to work for anyone else ever again.
Yeah.
I'm really pretty unemployable because I want to do things my way. I want that freedom. But then I found that as soon as I started working for myself, I was working more than I'd ever worked before. Oh, my God. and that was not what I was out to do. You know, I didn't have time for anybody, my husband or my kids, me. And I just felt like I was on a treadmill all the time and couldn't get off. And so the worst thing was I had a bike accident and it really, really hit my head hard, even though I was wearing a helmet. And I was out of it with vertigo for about 9 months, which led to other health problems. And during that time, I was just like, oh my God, this is not the way I want to live. And so I really worked hard to create a business and a lifestyle that would support it. And a very basic structure or foundation of how I run my business and how I taught others to run their business so that we can have the freedom is accountability. You have to be accountable. You have to set up an accountability system so that you are accountable to somebody else, but really you've given that person the power to, so that you're being accountable to yourself in a roundabout way. I'm not sure if that even makes sense. But.
Yeah. You know, I think it's fascinating. Like, I loved your story. I mean, you had, I mean, those health issues, they lasted for what, you said about a year, is that correct?
Yeah, I had vertigo so badly I couldn't get down the hallway from my bedroom to my bathroom without holding on because I was so dizzy. And that lasted for 9 months. And then I started getting all these pains in my body, and I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And so I was really, really deeply in pain. But in the process of that diagnosis, they discovered I had cancer. And so I always say, I'm grateful for the melanoma, the rheumatoid arthritis, because if I hadn't have had it, I would never have discovered I had melanoma, and I'd probably be dead right now. But now, 11 years later, I'm totally cancer-free. My rheumatoid arthritis symptoms are in remission. I don't have vertigo. And so that's really great. It's just concentrated on slowing down and taking care of myself and doing the things that I knew so that I wasn't working, 80, 100, 120 hours a week.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's funny. It's those kind of events in our life. You know, I mean, for you, it just started with a bicycle accident, right?
Right.
That blew up into such much more. And it's interesting because you had a very turning point, like I had, because I actually got in a car accident at the end of 2005, rushing from my one office. I was a stock coach at that time, rushing to becoming to my next job as a financial advisor at that time. So going from one office to the next, and I end up causing a 3-car pileup during rush hour.
Wow.
And, got me late for 2 meetings, to the point I was so sick to my stomach after that event. I remember sitting in my office saying, you know what? I'm creating new rules. This is not the way I'm going to live anymore. I could die. I could have been much worse. I could have been dead and not come back to my family. And for what, and I could do anything else. I can go get a job and not be hustling as much as I was having 2 different businesses. And that was a shifting point for me, where it was just 6-7 months later, I ended up retiring because time became that important thing. You know, that time freedom, it wasn't just about the money. It was now about time freedom too.
Oh, I actually think time freedom is way more important to people than money freedom. Money allows for the time.
Yes.
But if you don't have time to be with the people you love the most, and to do the things that really matter to you, then money is of no, is really not that big of a deal. I mean, yes, of course, it's a deal. I don't want to put that down, but time is the more valuable commodity.
I absolutely agree. I have tons of clients I work with lately where they actually have that issue, where they have decent money coming in, but they don't have the time to go with it. They don't have the lifestyle or a quality of life. And that is essentially what people usually want money freedom for, is for that time freedom.
Yeah, you can't make more time, right?
Nope.
If you know how to make money, you can figure out how to make money. But nobody can make more time.
Exactly. So how do you help your clients specifically? Like, what do you do for your clients?
I'm a strategist. I am like the partner that you have in your back pocket. I become the trusted advisor where we guide. So I help my clients figure out systems, how to grow their company, plug the holes in their company, how to set up schedules, how to strategize so that they waste less of their resources and their time so that they have some freedom from their business. I mean, really what I'm doing is helping them unlock the chains that that make you feel like you're a slave to your own business.
Yeah. What do you usually find those chains are for people?
A really big one is the initial jump from being a worker bee in your business to being the CEO or the owner of your business, where you're seeing the forest, not just the trees. And that issue, I mean, we could call it control, right? We're so used to being in control of every single detail. And what people think is if they step back and look at the bigger picture and don't do every single little thing, that means that they're letting go of control, that they won't have a say anymore, or it won't be the quality that they bring to the table. But the truth is that's not true. It's a belief that it actually is false.
It's a paradox of believing that they actually have control, but that actually causes them to lose control.
Exactly. And so it kind of shifts the paradigm of what control actually is. But taking that step, you feel like you're standing on the edge of a cliff and that you don't know how to take that next step forward without falling. And so that is really the number one, the first chain that we unlock.
Just getting past that, right?
Yep, just getting past that one thing. And then from there, there's so much opportunity, right? And it really depends on what kind of business you have, whether you're in the service business or in the widget business, or how you've set it up, either as a solopreneur or you're interested in having a team, not just a team, but employees. And so lots of opportunities to open up, and we just kind of look to see, okay, well, where are the holes? Where's money flowing? Where's time flowing that you are unaware of? And we plug those. And then we look to see, okay, so now we have an insulated, efficient construct. Now how do we build even better on that? And that's where systems come in and organizational charts. You know, have you set up your organization so it works the best that it can be? Do you have a tracking system? Are you measuring all the things in your business that you should be measuring so that you have the data to know which direction is the most profitable? Are you keeping your clients? Are you getting new clients? I mean, there's so many different pieces, right?
Right.
It just kind of depends on the business in front of me.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, so you're more like a business strategist, right? But it seems like you're trying to get through that you have to break through some barriers first, don't you? I mean, because I know I'm a financial strategist, and oftentimes it's not the strategy that's going to save them. It's usually something much deeper. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's the mind. We believe that things are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're not. So I always give this example of losing your keys in your house. Everybody's lost their keys in their house.
Right.
And, right. You go into a room two or three times, you're looking for those keys and you can't find them. You believe they're gone. You believe maybe even somebody moved them, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden your kid or your spouse says, oh, they're right here on the dining room table. Well, you passed that dining room table 20 times and saw no keys. Right. But they saw the keys. So they weren't in your reality, and then they were in your reality. And that's just a tiny little example of what I mean by we operate on faulty data. We operate on beliefs that aren't necessarily true.
Right.
Right? And until we can uncover what those things are that we believe that aren't true, it's hard to get to the other side of making change.
That's right. I know it's funny because some of the words you use, the same thing I use from a financial standpoint. Like you talk about leaks and holes and things like that. And I look for the financial ones while you're looking for the business ones and the systems, mm-hmm. things like that. And so let's go a little deeper on that. I mean, with you, what do you say like really makes you different? Because obviously there's lots of things on strategy out there. There's lots of, I mean, people can go YouTube and they can go Google. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. But what makes you different, Dana?
What really makes me different is I walk beside you. I take on your business, and honestly, I take on your life as if it's mine. We become partners or collaborators in making it work out. And I have a lot of experience in the nuts and bolts of business, but I also have 30 decades of experience in personal development and mindset shifting and belief systems. And so I bring that with me. And instead of, you know, going out and reading a book, because I learn from reading books too, or mm-hmm. YouTube, where it's a one-way conversation. You're watching or reading.
Mm-hmm.
What makes me different is that we're having a two-way conversation.
Books don't talk back to you.
Exactly. Books don't talk back. The conversation can't go anywhere. It just is what it is. And so you're not getting any real input with your specific issues or problems or challenges. And that's what I provide. We're looking directly into your business and your life and your relationships with your clients and your team, and honestly with your family, because all of that is interrelated. And so that's really what makes me different.
I love it. No, that, you got to have that side by side. I like that kind of walk with you type of approach, you know, where it's someone that can offer feedback and accountability along the way. Cause you can read a book, you can Google something. I mean, the information, there's lots of information out there, but which information is applicable to you? How do you use it? You know, how do you interpret the feedback? Because like you said, how do we even know we're telling the right story or interpreting the right story, right?
Yeah. And then I think there's really one, I mean, there's a couple of other pieces. One is trust. Mm. So, you know, when you're just getting information or bringing it in, you don't have to trust them. You can take it, you can leave it. You're not going to open yourself up and really get to the heart of the things that you're hiding from yourself, because it's those things that you're hiding from yourself that trip you up.
Right.
You don't even know they're there. Right. So that's one. And then the other one is what we started the conversation with, which is accountability. Mm. So I, you know, we have our conversations, and my clients get off the phone with a list of things to do. And then the next time we talk, I'm like, okay, which of those things did you get done?
Yep.
And what didn't you get done? And what was in the way of you getting them done? And what wins did you have? And what challenges did you have?
Right.
And it's that sense that somebody is watching you. That somebody is me in this scenario. But, you know, for anybody else, you just want somebody to be watching what you're doing, not so that they can tell you you're good or you're bad or you're wrong or any of that stuff, just so that they can say, so you said you were going to do this. Did you do that? No judgment. Did you do that? Oh, great. You did that. Woo. Oh, you didn't do that? Okay, great. What was in your way from doing that? And how do you get that done in the face of that's what comes up? Well, let's figure that out.
Yeah. So
that's what accountability is super important in making things happen.
You know, that works in I've noticed that works in almost any level and any age bracket for that matter. You know, give an example. We're trying to teach table manners to our daughters, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, chewing with the mouth open is a big issue, and it's not to mention it's a huge pet peeve of mine, right? And what's funny is that it keeps saying like, well, hey, shut your mouth, you know, close your mouth when you're eating. Close your mouth when you're eating. Hey, come on, show restaurant manners. You know, don't want to go in public looking like that. You know, try to even use like the social stuff. Nothing works. And then my wife did something clever that I even tried last night. She would take the phone and hit record and record them. And I noticed like when I hit record, like I was like, taking a picture of her, all of a sudden she closed her mouth, you know? And also once I, like she knew like there was going to be some sort of proof, you know, some of that accountability, that's all of a sudden when she's actually started to do the very thing that we asked, you know? And I've seen that happen time and time again. I see that with adults too, is that if you don't have that accountability, you don't have somebody to report to. And even this is why I hire coaches and mentors myself, is because I need someone to report to. I need something to kind of drive me. Otherwise I have no direction, and you really just don't achieve as much as you do otherwise.
Yeah. If you don't have accountability, the truth is for all of us, right? We have a list and list of things that have to get done as business owners. Yeah, there's just always stuff to do. And those items can stay on your to-do list for years, literally years, if you don't have some accountability system built into it. Accountability plus priority, right? You have to have prioritization system as well.
Like, which is why you have a list.
Exactly, why you have a list. But sometimes when you have a list, you think you know what should come first, but that isn't always the thing that has to come first, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to be really clear about, okay, so I have five different things I could do today and all seem as important. How am I going to create a priority list? And then once I say, this is the project I'm going to work on, then you want somebody to just be your sounding board, you know, be there to hear that you've done it, that you've checked in, that you've done it. And to make sure that you're still on track going towards wherever it is that you're going. I always say the funniest thing is I don't know if you know this, but 99% of entrepreneurs have trouble getting things done. They do. I mean, it's there's no bad and wrong in that. That just is what is so.
Yeah.
And they use accountability poorly as a tool to help them get things done. So a lot of entrepreneurs will say, or even just anybody will say, well, I'm going to hold myself accountable. But holding ourselves accountable is like doing mind tricks with ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? You have to jump through all these hoops, or maybe you create a reward system or a checkoff system. But in the end, holding yourself accountable is like saying you're going to do your New Year's resolutions and never do. And then the other way that a lot of people do is, well, I'm going to have a friend of mine be my accountability partner. And that's all well and good until your friend gets distracted with her own stuff.
Right.
Or this is really key that a lot of people don't get. You can only show up as big as the vision that your accountability partner holds for you.
Mm.
Like if they're your friend and they have the same kind of business, or if they're at the same level in business, then they're going to be able to hold the vision for you to be as good as they are, or as good as they can see for themselves. So you can't become a better version of yourself or grow a business that is bigger than that vision that they're holding for you.
That's right.
Because they're holding you down, and you can't grow bigger than the version you have of yourself, the vision you have of yourself either, which is why I always have a mentor. I have somebody that is totally objective, that doesn't have any agenda about how I should do things or how big my business should be, or
mm-hmm.
they don't have any opinion about that, but they hold this vision of who I could be, what is possible. And I grow into their vision of me. I use their vision of me to pull myself into a bigger way of being than I can think of for myself.
Yes. There's something powerful about that. Absolutely powerful. Because I mean, think about it, like, if you have a vision yourself, it's one thing, but when you have somebody else actually in your corner cheering you on and saying, hey, you know what, you might see this, but I see even better for you.
You know, exactly.
Whether you're not, you could have more. It's up to you. And I can't tell you how many times now, thinking back, how many clients I've had that really, I find myself in many cases, not just offering strategy, but oftentimes just hope. Like, they just want hope. They just want to be able to know, like, hey, is this actually possible? Could this actually happen? And everybody else that might ask might not agree, or they might think, oh, that's crazy that you can even get those kind of results. It's like, why not?
Right.
Who said?
Who said? You said. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're limiting yourself.
Right.
I see that you could do this. But to do this, you're going to have to, like, put one foot in front of the other and actually get the stuff done.
That's right.
Right?
Give us an example of a client you worked with where you did something like that, or where that became a big issue, that accountability.
Oh, that's awesome. Put me on the spot, why don't you? Okay.
Yes.
So I work with clients from all different kinds of industries, and I have one client who I've been working with for about 6 to 8 months, is a real estate agent. And if you know anything about real estate agents, you know that they believe that they need to be on call 24/7 for their clients.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So she was a very high transaction real estate agent, and she owned a bar and a restaurant, and a young daughter, like around 6 years old, and a new marriage, and right? I mean, like crazy. No time for herself and really running herself ragged. And she wanted time and space so badly, but really was stuck in this belief that this is how real estate is done. And within 6 months, she actually couldn't believe that the difference. So she took a summer vacation. She took 3 weeks off completely. Not just off, but she turned off her cell phone for 4 days at a time. So she didn't turn it off the whole 3 weeks. She turned it off for 4 days at a time. And she came back and her business was just as great as ever. And so
and
now,
in the middle of summer too.
Right? Over the summer. So now here we are a little bit more than a year and a half later. And she takes 2 weekends off a month. She's taking 6 weeks off this summer and she takes a month off in December. And all of this happened because every single week we would talk and I'd give her a list of things to do, or we'd come up with this list together. She would never do all of them. I mean, I'm going to be really honest. She would never do all of them, but she knew which ones were the most important to get done. And she would just do them no matter what. And she'd report to me because she knew that would be the first thing I would ask for. And here we are, you know, a year and a half later, and everything she wanted, she's got. It's amazing. And she's making way more money than she was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like some people might say, well, what's the magic bullet? Well, there's some bullets there for sure, but it's not the magic bullet. It's how you fire that gun and the fact that you have somebody actually teaching you how to hold it, how to position it, and then how to aim and shoot it. That's where that's when the gun has impact, not just by buying the biggest and best gun.
Yeah, there's no shortcut. You know, people want a pill, like a diet pill, right? And all of a sudden you're going to be thin and skinny and beautiful or whatever. But that takes, just like with anything, you have to do the work, step in front of the other. You have to go exercise. You have to not eat a huge portion of food. You have to be healthy in order to have the body you want. The same thing is with business. There is no shortcut. You have to do the work.
Yep. That's right. Everybody, I hope you're hearing this because that's huge. Is that first off, there is no shortcut. And secondly, like you got to ask yourself, who's really holding you accountable? Like who's really doing this for you? You know, don't say your spouse, please don't say them because they don't want to be that ultimately. Don't say it's don't say it's you. I mean, it's who's really holding you accountable. Who's allowing you to stretch and grow? That's really what you should be asking yourself from this episode. So Dana, this has been amazing. Thank you so much. What would you, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, if they wanted to figure out like, you know, if they want to get to know you better or know what you do or how they can maybe work with you, how would they get a hold of you?
There's the best way is to go to my website. It's danacorey.com. So DanaCorey.com. And you can find out a lot about me on there for sure. And if you want to reach out to me, I actually believe that the best way to figure out if somebody's a good fit or even just to give people some help is you can reach out to speakwithdana.com and you can actually schedule a Breakthrough to Freedom call where we look at there's five foundations to creating a business that allows you to have the freedom and the flexibility and the fun that you want. And we'll look and see which ones of those you've got, what you don't have, and create a plan that you can go out and work on the most important things to have what you want.
I love it. Cool. So danacorey.com or reach out to you and get you on your calendar. I love it.
Yep.
Thank you so much again. This has been very valuable. And again, I wish I'd done this topic before you. I mean, this is a huge topic of accountability and the power of it and what it allows people to stretch and do. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It's been a real pleasure.
And everybody else out there, again, find your accountability partner. Who's that person going to push you and stretch you? Find that person. Find those people you trust that you know can help get you to where you want to go. That is going to get you more results than any kind of strategy that either Dana or I could teach you on this show. So again, the biggest difference here is how you go and make this happen. So again, thank you so much, everybody. Make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.